This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's hour two. It's hour two. It's hour two. Two. Tagovailoa. Not
to a Tagovailoa.
A for effort, Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our session of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch and on the Odyssey app. Miami 560 WQAM on video. And 560 WQM in your free Odyssey app. Let us continue on our celebration here as your Florida Panthers are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for their third straight season. They beat the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday 5-3. Leroy, how long did that penalty kill feel at the end? I know that's always your favorite.
I was already irritated that we had just a blatant trip with 3 minutes left to go.
Yeah.
So it was already going to be chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
They were already going to pull a goalie.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're a man short, and they pulled the goalie.
Yep.
Whew.
You're nervous?
Nervous?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Like,
it's six on four? It's six.
Seven?
No, six.
No, they pulled the goalie, too.
They can't have seven.
No, five. There it is. Yes. Six. Yeah, six.
Seven.
Too many.
No, you can't do that. That's no, not. That's too many men.
Six.
Why would Leroy lie to me?
No, but it's
a two-man advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it almost looked like they had too many men.
Seven. Too clustered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. But I was like, oh man, goodness, I was every. Because you know what happens is they throw it at the net and then it's like a dog pile.
You're just hoping, like chaos comes through and you can get a goal there, and then right as it's ending. Here comes Bennett right out of the chute after his penalty to put in the empty netter, and the Cats go on and win. But no, I'm with you. It felt like a lot. It felt like two minutes.
They got the puck out of the zone twice, and I'm like, okay, it's got to be like 30 seconds left. A minute and a half. I'm like, that's it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was crawling by.
Right.
It was crawling by. Nonetheless, top hats and monocles, Cats. Back playing for the cup.
I got to tell you, I was getting my mind prepared when it was 2-0 and the fans were crazy and what have you. And I'm like, all right, second period, if we could get one, we're going to get one. They got a goal. Nice goal, right? Because, I mean.
Well, they had that huge penalty kill.
Right.
Because it would have put them down 3-0 if they didn't kill there. And then right as it ends, you get the penalty on Rodriguez draws the penalty,
right.
Puts them on the power play. They score right away.
Rodriguez is my Julian Hill.
You love him?
Yes.
He's great.
He got his first goal yesterday, too.
I know. That's what
so
I'm
excited
saying.
For him.
That's what I'm saying.
He's been so close.
So close.
You know everybody's getting out. Because Paul Maurice is like, hey, he goes, 18 guys have scored. We know who the four who aren't are.
Which is hilarious.
You know, so finally he's able to get on the board.
Hey,
no, he was crazy. Three goals on three shots.
You know what's crazy? Now, we're looking at this penalty kill, and we're counting the seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they recognize it? Because when Sam Bennett, was it Sam Bennett that came out of the box?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what can you do? Yeah, like that's like they missed the
that
empty.
That happens a lot.
Reinhardt almost had the empty netter by like that much first. And then so like at that point, you're just like, oh, no.
Right.
It's but like, I love, that's my favorite. When a guy comes out of the penalty box and scores, it's the greatest.
Right. It's like, wait a minute. You have to know that, I mean, the clock's everywhere.
There was that shorty stop that Bob had. I'm like, every time there's a shorty, I always think of you. I always think of you. I'm like, oh no.
There's two things I hate in sports. Teams that don't have the chutzpah to get third and fourth and one because they're not tough enough. And a shorty. A shorty in hockey is the worst.
It's very frustrating.
To go from an advantage to giving up a goal.
Sad.
Yeah, it is.
It's sad. But one thing that's not sad. The Panthers now.
The Panthers.
Killing it.
How much time are they going to get? You're going to get, what,
probably,
it doesn't start until June 5th?
Is that Saturday? I feel like I heard it was Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday? So it'd be June 6th.
No, June 5th would be a Thursday.
No, the first is Sunday.
The first game will be played on Saturday, June 8th.
Ooh.
At 8 p.m.
The first?
That's a Sunday.
Damn it, AI. Why would they do that to me?
Maybe your reading is off, dude.
So next weekend, that's what we're looking at? We're going to get a week off?
Maybe. Yeah.
They need it. There are guys who are banged up. Tkachuk, obviously, but Rhino, Mikkola, Greer all played. And then Etu, I mean, dude, he went into that board so hard. It's like, a couple games
ago. He got up, and it made it sound like they go, oh, I think he broke a skate.
No. He broke something.
No. I'm like, Hey.
That was two out of three. They had to go basically the whole damn game without it, too. Yeah. And he's been killing it for them. That just shows the depth, though. They've been fantastic. This is my favorite, though. Okay, so you familiar with a person named Matt Larkin? Of course you're not. He is the managing editor and senior writer at The Daily Faceoff. I never heard of him.
Larkin.
See, this is what can I just stop you for a second?
The Daily Face.
Because here's what this guy does.
Yep.
When things go his way, in true petty fashion, he starts canvassing all media outlets to get some hot takes.
I didn't canvass. It just showed up at my doorstep. It showed up on my doorstep.
You didn't even know who he was.
I didn't know who he was. But as soon as I saw location Toronto, I was like,
so now we're going to, and here, well, you know they probably do this to us, right?
Yeah, I know. That's they're so sniveling, you know?
Yeah.
The last time an NHL market without state income tax didn't produce a Stanley Cup finalist, 2019. It's 2025. And I got to say,
he's making it about the taxes.
They're making it about the taxes. They did this on TNT last night, too. Where what was it? It was Biz Nasty.
Yeah.
They're talking about the state tax. And I'm like, okay, dude. Here's the
Florida's
thing.
Had no state tax since the existence of the Panthers.
Forever.
People haven't been knocking the door down get to no tax.
Yeah, what did that buy us? Jaromir Jagr? For years?
What about Tampa?
Ooh.
They didn't, people weren't knocking the door down to go to Tampa
But here's the thing that's funny with Toronto. Like, it's the state tax thing. You guys think of yourselves as some, you know, hockey haven. You love the sport. It's your sport, okay? We're just mastering it. But you're sitting there, and I've heard, the dumbest takes from so-called hockey savants. We're neophytes to you. But these are the arguments you have. State tax is the reason we're not winning the cup. Our fans are too intense, so our players don't want to be here anymore. That's why they're on the cup. Like, you guys need to look at yourselves in the mirror. It's disgusting. You want to know why? Because Bill Zito is a gangster, dude. And let me tell you something. He hasn't even begun to take advantage of the no state income tax. That's the thing that drives me nuts about this is, like, we just started doing the wiggle room on the rules this year with the LTIR. We just started playing with a little fuzzy math. But, like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, who's the guy on the Panthers where they've taken advantage of that? Like,
in fact, they leave.
Tkachuk?
Wait. Coming from Toronto, who has benefited from two guys who won the Stanley Cup last year.
Yeah. You got Ekman Larson, you got Lawrence, and I'm sitting here,
Montour? Where did Montour go?
Montour went to Seattle, which might as well be Canada.
I mean, so what are you talking about? The players are
our players. Our boy Lombi went to Calgary.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sorry, JPEG. But the thing is, it's crazy. It's like, okay, I'm looking at this Panthers team. I'm like, all right, Barkov, he was drafted. Ekblad, drafted. They traded for Bennett. They traded for Rhino. Rhino, okay, you want to say, well, Reinhardt, he stuck around. Okay, well, you want to know something? You want to know what else probably was an attraction to him? I don't know, being a Stanley Cup hero and being like, I kind of like it here. Carter Reed. Afterthought on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
What about all the guys that were signed that nobody else wanted?
Yeah.
What about the influx of new guys he brings in every year that fit perfectly in this system, but nobody else wanted them?
Cat Lord says it right. Stoley the goalie. Oh, how come he didn't stay for a discount?
Right.
Why did we? I'm sorry, Canada? Was that was a Stanley Cup goalie not good enough? Now I realize he didn't play for you guys because he couldn't keep his head on a swivel. But I'm like, are you trying to? Don't look at me like that, Marcos.
That's messed up.
But no, you know what? Because they're already setting themselves up for this, right? If Sam Bennett signs for the Cats at a discount, because everybody's talking about the numbers that they're throwing at him, because he's a great playoff player, and people in Toronto are like, oh, well, we want to get him. Okay, well, throw the bag at him then. If you got to make good, you want a Stanley Cup champion with your loser franchise? You want to bring somebody with some winning chemistry? Pay for it. Because you want to know what gets discounts? Winning. That gets you discounts.
Winning gets discounts.
They're going to be so mad when Mitch Marner signs here. That's going to make him so pissed. I don't even know if I want him. I'm just saying, it's hilarious to hear the belly aching that comes from them now, because it's like, oh, you think you do all these things of tradition and honor and all these right ways, and now it's like, well, it's got to be something else. No, dude, so, hey, guess what? Sometimes you're just a tortured franchise. It happens. You go through hard times, and that's what you are right now. But I'm like, we got to do something about this state tax thing. Build a better team. That's it. And by the way, it's not like you guys
sounds like they're a little jealous.
A little jealous.
A little
jealous.
They're fishing.
But, I mean, for years it was traditional market.
Hey, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Just out of, because I agree with everything.
Yeah.
You know, I just think now they're complaining about a team that, you know, 10 years ago you brought your fans down for a little weekend vacation. All the Canadian teams played down, come down for all the snowbirds, right? So stop, right? But when the shoe's on the other foot and you're doing this, you think they're making fun of us? You know. You know.
Hard to say.
I've been on the other side of these rants with you.
But I'm just like, you act like the
Cats. No, it's great.
Like they're acting like the Cats are signing like all these people to discounts. Like they never, like, okay, yeah, Reinhardt. It's like, oh, maybe he stayed for a little. Yeah, but after he won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Like, what? This guy got
like to pick people to make their point. People like to pick and choose the reasons behind why a guy would stay.
No, but
so now they say no state income tax.
Right, because now the danger is now, dude.
Right,
because
exactly.
Because that cap's going to explode in a couple years, and you want to know who's going to be sitting here with open arms? Bill Zito, dude. Bill Zito with an ocean and dollars and championships. And by the way, I'm sorry, like, Edmonton's a win away from a non-state tax team from getting to the back-to-back Stanley Cup final. Dallas Stars continue to choke. Like, kiss my ass. I'm so sick of this. It's just the Cats.
Why you get so worked up over this?
It's just annoying.
You know how
why
it
do
is.
I have to hear this? You know, I have sat.
You don't have to hear
it. I have to hear it. I have to hear it after every game.
You go on socials and you look it up.
That's not true. They do it on TNT all the time. Even this
Who is the guy who said it again? Don't look at your phone.
Mitch Larkin.
You already. So, and where do you know him from?
He's the editor of The Face Off.
Which is?
In Toronto?
Yeah. So, like, no. That didn't come across my timeline. You actually.
You're never on your timeline.
You scrolled.
I didn't scroll. It just showed up on my doorstep. Sometimes people say it to me.
So somebody sent it to you.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That happens.
Because they go, because
people are tired of this Mobley, but I am too.
But okay, you know what? Let's go in the Atlantic Ocean, play with the Stanley Cup again. Why would we care?
Ah, we can't.
Why
anymore.
Do we care?
That hurt my heart when David said that.
Is that true? They're not going to let them back in the ocean?
I mean, it makes
I got to be honest with you, though. Like,
guys, we've gone through this before. This is not news.
What?
That they won't allow it?
Yeah,
they did it anyway.
They didn't like that he did that.
Yeah, I get it.
Messes with the cup.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Like, who's that guy? Michael Bolt? Is that was his name? Mike Bolt, I think was his name.
Something like that.
Keeper of the cup.
Yeah,
he's not catching Kachuk. Good luck.
Oh, he's very fast.
Especially when
emergency
here's
cleaning.
The kicker. Here's the kicker to that whole story. He goes, guys, I can't get my gloves wet. He's walking behind.
Oh, okay.
With the white gloves.
Like, imagine trying to stop Nico Mikola from taking the cup.
Ooh.
Goes, Matthew, we'd really not. Nico, handle this, please. Whatever you say, Mr. Mikola.
What is it? He's 25? Like, I mean, he. First of all, to see how huge that team is when they're taking the picture and have the regular people standing with them.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable just how big some of them are. And Marchand, like, he needs a counterweight in the back because
he looks like he could be.
He's shaming his height.
He looks like he could be an Amicula Baby Bjorn.
Because I'm just saying, he's tiny,
but he's vicious.
No. He's got a schnauzer on him.
Oh yeah,
woo!
No, he puts me and Jovic to shame. It's really impressive.
Like, wow, I love the fact that this is like he's
got a real aardvark on
what's
him.
What's that? What's that movie? Wow. This is like the what is the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and all those guys? Not the replacements. The Expendables. That's what it's like.
The Schnauzables?
No, the Expendables. All these guys. Everybody hate playing against.
Who would be on first team all know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It was me, Jovic, Marchand.
Marchand.
Yeah.
Who else Marchand. Is on that list?
Marchand.
Anybody in baseball got a beak on him? I got to think about that one.
I don't know because I don't follow enough Marlins to know what they look like.
What a time, man.
This is great. I'm going to ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like an honest answer. Why can't you just enjoy your victory and not care about all of the other from people you do not know?
D-Nasty Ginobili.
Ginobili.
Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Manu Ginobili had himself a schnauzer on him.
Why do you care what other people think? You're going back to the Stanley
Cup.
No, they're not ruining it for me. No, they're not.
They are credit takers.
No, they're not.
They are not credit givers.
You know what they sound like to me? Sore losers.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be. I'm not even just talking about this face-off, dude. I'm talking about like on the national broadcast. They're talking about this.
Who cares?
It's annoying. Give the cats their credit. Give them their due.
Sit there and watch the champs. That's what you do.
It's because there's a sun there.
I was like, oh, yeah, that just got here. I'm sorry.
And then, how about this? When you try to make your take have a little weight, right? They throw Tampa in it, too.
Right.
And I'm like, we don't like them.
Yeah, shut up.
What are you talking about?
Dispatched of them.
We're not their friend. We've been there for years trying to get over that Tampa hump. What, like?
Dade South says, upcoming Cats cap space. Next year, $20 million. Year after that, $41 million. Year after that, $60 million. Wow.
He played this thing like a fiddle. I'm just, like, the job that Bill Zito has done, right? When other organizations down here have done that move, the move that he's done the last couple of years, after a couple of years, now they got to cut salary because, okay, we got to restructure this, we got to restructure that, we got to do this. Like, they not only have this team, but they're going to have cap relief in the upcoming years to sign these guys.
Mark says, don't let haters steal your joy. And here's the thing.
Yes.
I can compartmentalize. Yes! But
no, you can't.
But here's the thing.
No, you can't.
No, I can. I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
You
I can.
Can't.
Here's the thing.
Who's the guy again? Hold
on. Mitch Marner. No, Mitch Marner is plays for the Maple Leafs. I forget the guy's name.
Right.
Larkin.
Right. There you go.
Maybe it was Mark Larkin. Was it Mark Larkin or Mitch Larkin?
Matt Larkin.
There you go.
Daily Faceoff.
There you go. Made the point.
But the point is, like, we were talking to David Dork about this. Bill Zito, no GMs of the year. Like, and because they don't want to give him the credit because they're literally saying, oh, this guy's no genius. Sunshine. Like, what? Huh? What are we doing? Sunshine. Stick it where the sun don't shine. You jerks.
Whoa.
Again.
That's good.
Why do you care? This has been one of the greatest runs that we have seen in South Florida.
Mm-hmm. And they're, right? And they're chalking it up for stupid reasons.
I don't care. Why do you care so much?
Where is bowing to the throne of Sasha Barkov?
Anything they say is going to stop the Panthers from going trying to win their second?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's not put in the right context.
I don't. Who cares?
I do.
You can put it in whatever context you want, you sore loser. That's what that sounds like. That's why. I get mad at you when you come up with these crazy reasons or as to why your team lost.
I never discredit. I always give credit where credit's due.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Call them the creditor.
They do.
Sorry. It's not the time.
Don't apologize. You're right.
The creditor. He's not a creditor.
I am a creditor.
But why do I always feel like a debt collector when we talk about these things? Because I always have to, like,
hound you.
Marcos.
Yes.
Okay.
He literally.
Where's the props to Sergei Bobrovsky? Where's the props to Alexander Barkov?
They get it. You know how they get it?
They don't.
When they hoist Lord Stanley.
Not enough.
Mm. Who cares?
It's not enough.
Why? We're
not recognized.
Can I just tell you?
And more love.
And I'm coming from a place of experience with this.
How do you think
I would not care or give two bleeps what people thought of me when I was either in Minnesota or Cleveland if I had won a championship. Don't care. I don't care. No, why? Because if you're complaining to the team that beat you or the team that wins the Stanley Cup or the team that you're being a sore loser.
But Minnesota Tobin, I bet, cared.
What do you mean?
When Minnesota Tobin was probably like sitting there and he thinks, oh, this team, they're not going to do anything. They're not going
to
do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nothing. I'm sure they cared. You're in the business. You're in the foxhole. I understand you not caring. I don't want Tkachuk to care about this type of stuff. I'm talking about me, personally. We're on the outside looking in, and I'm hearing horse bleep reasons.
Credit is what you get at the end of the year. That's all the credibility and credit you need. I don't need a person.
You care a little bit.
What do you mean?
I mean, Timbo Slice gets you going.
Dude, what? No.
A little bit.
It's not, it doesn't, but that's this stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm saying as far as playing.
Well, this is our playing field right now.
No. You, like, I don't, you're like a baby.
No, they're babies. They're babies.
You're doing the same thing.
No, they're babies.
Oh, my goodness.
Big Canadian babies.
Dude, I've seen the
Heat. Suck on your maple syrup pacifier.
I've seen the Heat lose by 30, and you complain about a call in the second quarter.
Was the call right?
The turning point.
Was the call right or wrong?
You say that's the turning point. To lose by 30?
Was the call right or wrong?
Grow up, Peter Pan.
You're the worst.
Jay says, Tobin wants his local teams to stop getting treated differently. Big Three got killed for the party. He literally did the same thing with Shaq and had a parade. No one complained about that. Same thing with the Miami Hurricanes. Same thing with the Miami Hurricanes. Every time the Canes spend dollars, it's a problem. But anybody else, if it's Georgia, no bigs.
Who cares?
Me.
Win and tell them to eat it.
It's too late.
So your satisfaction should be.
You always, you know what?
If the Panthers win the Stanley Cup again.
You want to know why this is not a great opinion by you? I'm going to box you in.
How are you going to box me in?
You always tell me to appreciate what?
Appreciate winning.
And? Greatness.
Yes.
Nobody's doing that in the national hockey landscape. They're not appreciating greatness. They're coming up for
flawed reasons. They're damn near calling them a dynasty.
They're not. They're not, though. They're not. They're calling. They're basically calling them bought and paid for.
Who cares?
The bums. The bums, J-Fig.
Who cares?
Because the bums won't talk about it. They won't talk about it for the real reasons.
They talk about, here, let's put it in perspective. In football, they talk about the 90s and what Dallas did.
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s and early 90s, what San Fran did.
Yeah.
Right? Bought and paid for. They got Dion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's bought and paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's talking about how they did it. Nobody's talking about the salary cap things that San Francisco did.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Who cares? You know, however long this run is, when it's all over and it's done, and we look back 5 years from now, and we look back, we're going to say, hopefully, that was the greatest stretch of professional sports we have seen in South Florida.
Yeah, hopefully.
Right. And guess what?
Is anybody going to historically put it in the right context? The keepers of hockey?
Of course.
Are they?
Of course.
Are they? Because
guess what? As basketball has emerged and progressed, right? That Big Three thing has kind of waned away because everybody's doing it.
You know it's going to turn into a Canadian broadcast again once Edmonton gets there. Like, that's what it's going to be. They're all going to be rooting for Edmonton.
So what? So it makes it that much more satisfying.
It won't because they'll just debunk it. They'll debunk it.
Why? Like, sports is such
that. And they'll talk about tax.
Here.
And they won't give Sasha Barkov.
Here's how sports is. You know what I take pride in?
What?
They go, like, Dave was talking about how loud that crowd was. And as a player, you know what I loved about that loud crowd?
What's that?
How quiet they got when they got two goals scored against them in 30 seconds. That's enjoyable.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Right.
Shut them up. Go win. Who cares?
Yeah, but they don't shut up. That's the point.
So what?
They don't shut up.
So what? When you put the ring on and you have the cup, right? Who cares what they have to say? You had your chance. You lost.
You're so silly.
Why?
You're silly. Like, you just don't.
What's
get,
more important?
You don't get the essence of being
more,
a fan.
Is it more important to what everybody has to say about it, or is it more important to win?
It's both. You ever hear of bragging rights?
I asked you either or.
Well, you can't.
Oh, my goodness. This is, we have a show. We ask each other questions. He refuses to ask my questions.
I think you are answering as an athlete, though.
Yes, my perspective is different.
For sure.
My perspective is different.
You didn't play hockey.
Hold on.
I know. I got booed by more people. I got booed by more people.
See, now you're doing it. You're being a Canadian.
What do you mean?
You're talking about more people, all this. You're Kevin Herman.
No, I'm saying that.
Fan bases.
I enjoyed shutting them up.
You're basically Leaf Roy right now.
Wow. Leaf Roy.
Wow.
Do you believe?
All right, pot roast. Ooh, we call it people. Items. I'm a leaf.
Your pun was lazy. Your pun was lazy. At least I made it your name.
Leroy. Why? I don't, like, man, I wish I could have won this much. And I tell you all the time, the only regret that I ever had in sports was that year was one of the best years in professional football at the time, as far as scoring or whatever. And I got so consumed about what was next. Mm-hmm. I never enjoyed it. So when the season was over, I was just like, go home.
Well, that's the point. But here's the thing.
Enjoy it.
They're not.
Stop complaining.
Okay, I'm going to enjoy
it. Who's enjoying it?
We're enjoying it.
The Panthers are enjoying it.
But their run is not being enjoyed by the landscape.
Who cares? You enjoy it. You're a fan of the Panthers. We're a fan of the Panthers.
You don't think Paul Maurice deserves more praise and enjoyment?
Yes.
You don't think that Bill Zito getting snubbed for awards is important? You don't think Alexander Barkov always getting overlooked is important? Well, this is part of the reason why. Because everybody thinks that these are not true reasons why they're winning.
Okay,
and that's where you're missing this.
But I'm looking at it this way. You can give reasons and explanations, but your explanations sound like you're a sore loser. The fact of the matter is,
this team
is on a heater right now. They have done something that hasn't been done in what, 30 years, 30 plus years? Teams three-peating a conference, going to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy the Panthers. I'm going to enjoy Bill
Zito.
You're
not a consumer of media,
though. I'm going to enjoy Paul Maurice. I'm going to enjoy all the players. I could give two bleeps.
But you're a bad example.
What everybody else thinks.
Yeah, but you're a bad example on this. Like,
why?
Because you don't consume this stuff. Fans do.
What do you mean I don't consume it?
You don't consume it.
How do you mean I don't consume it?
You're not on social media. You don't watch television broadcasts on it.
Yes,
you're
I do. I watch the games.
I didn't say the games. Did you watch the post game?
Why? The game's over. We won.
You made my point for me.
Who cares?
You're making my point for me, though, dude.
Who? But here. Your team just won the Eastern Conference Championship.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? The Duke of... What's the trophy? The trophy.
Trophy we don't touch.
No, what is it called?
Trophy we don't touch. We don't speak its name.
Mm. Oh, my God. That's because you don't know, you jackass.
Why would I want to mush the show?
Duke of Earl. Duke of...
Nah.
What is it?
Duke.
No, it's Duke of something.
No, it's Sir Duke.
Duke of Wales. It's the Duke of Wales trophy.
Prince.
Right? Prince of Wales trophy. Right? So...
It's the King of Wales.
Well...
You got the royalty wrong.
Is it King of Wales?
No, I just made it up. I
can't just Google anymore.
It's Prince of Wales, isn't it? Or is it Duke of Wales? Duke Tobin. So, here's the deal.
Duke Tobin.
I don't understand why it would matter. Your team just won the Eastern Conference Championship and are going to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To win back-to-back. And you care about the post game?
Hold on one second.
It's over. They already won. Who cares?
I'm going to box you in right here.
Why?
When the Ohio State Buckeyes mm-hmm. won the championship,
mm-hmm.
what did you do to the Ohio State fans in the airport?
Oh, I said, hey, if you want to beat the champs, you got to beat the champs.
Why would you say that? No, that's not what you said. You said... He says, you can't celebrate. You guys wanted to fire your coach.
Yeah.
Why does it matter? They won. Why would you throw the take in their face?
Because they're ingrates.
Why would you throw a take in their face?
Because they're ingrates.
Okay. So that's my point.
So it's not. No.
That's my point.
No, think about this.
That's my point.
No, but
they're being hockey ingrates.
But it's not the fans. No. That would be the equivalent if we were complaining. That would be the equivalent if fans were complaining.
You are an outsider, and you told them, you shouldn't celebrate your championship. You wanted your coach fired. You're saying that.
They weren't
as an outsider.
But they weren't.
You're
even,
not giving them the chance.
But they weren't even supporting their own team.
Yeah, but you're sitting here on the outside telling them how to celebrate. You're being the fan police.
Hold on. If you said, we've had this conversation. When you said, I don't know about this Paul Maurice
mm-hmm.
early on in his tenure.
Yep.
Right? And then they start winning.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on this run.
Mm-hmm.
You had to say, you know what? I apologize. I was a little off on this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But that's the situation. It's the situation. If you had come out and said, I don't like this Paul Maurice. He doesn't know what he's doing or whatever. We need to maybe go in another direction. And then they win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but you're
and
still,
then you wait.
But you would
wait, wait, wait. And then you celebrate like you always knew.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's what I was complaining about.
It's the same
I was complaining. No, it's not it's the same thing. Thing. It's if
you're,
I
you're
wait.
Being sports
no, no, no.
Here.
What we're talking about and what I was talking about is if me and you had complained about the organization and then the organization won a championship, right? You can't then celebrate. You didn't even want the players there. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I said
but
that.
But that's how everybody's treating it. They're
no,
act- yes,
it would
they
have
are.
To, wait.
Yes, they are.
Tobin, if you're going to make parallels, it would have to be our fan base.
You're, in this case, the national media telling Ohio State how they could celebrate. They're telling everybody,
no,
discredit
I'm
the Cats.
I'm telling their fans because they didn't want the coach there. Then you can't turn around after he wins a championship and said, always knew it.
If you can't,
always
it,
knew
if,
it.
If you can't see the similarities, you're blind.
How is it similar?
We got to take a break. You killed the clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.